$31 million will be spent to clean up mold and water damage, along with other health and safety issues that first cropped up just after the facility opened in 1997. Funding has been the major obstacle, says U.S. District Judge Casey Rogers, since her first call for action in 2015.
This was not a new appropriation of money, but yet there was a reprogramming of approximately $31 million out of the Federal Building Fund, and that required congressional approval, both houses, and that took some time.
Personnel from a number of federal agencies, the courts, the Marshal Service, and others, had to be moved elsewhere. Many of them wound up in the Winston Arnow building across the street from the courthouse, and the entire judicial process, says Rogers, has been slowed considerably.
It has been difficult in terms of being able to move cases and resolve cases. We lost five courtrooms, five judicial chambers, and our clerk's office has reduced in size by 75% or 80%.
Keeping the money and thus the project in limbo was the fact that the courthouse was owned not by Uncle Sam, but by Philadelphia-based Keating Corporation, which continued to collect rent on the vacant facility.
It was just ignored for far too long, and had they gotten on top of it 10 years ago, 8 years ago, the remediation might have cost less. But mold spreads, and that's what's happened here, unfortunately.
The lease between GSA and Keating drew fire from U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who toured the empty courthouse in July of 2016, and whose local staff was among the more than 100 employees forced out.
Every month, this empty building here and its owners are receiving a check from you, the federal taxpayer, in exchange for us having to get nothing out of this building and having to work somewhere else. It's the contract that GSA signed. Truth be told, is the GSA waited far too long to jump on this. But I imagine their view of it was, we don't want to go to Congress and ask for more money on a building we don't even own.
A GSA spokeswoman declined requests for an interview for this story. Keating gave the courthouse deed to the city of Pensacola, which in turn transferred ownership to the General Services Administration. From there, Judge Casey Rogers says the project began moving forward.
Since then, we have been working on the design for the project, and that has taken a considerable amount of time. But I'm pleased to say we are extremely satisfied and happy with the design.
Jacksonville-based TTV Architects came up with a blueprint for the renovation after doing the water intrusion study in early 2015. Mississippi-based Yates & Sons Construction is working off of a long wish list, beginning with replacement of the entire exterior facade.
It will be improved for water intrusion, but also improved for bomb blast protection. The entire roof is being replaced. All of the interior that has water damage or mold will be repaired. And then there have been substantial improvements to the building's HVAC and mechanical systems to improve humidity control.
Completion is scheduled for September of next year, and Rogers says some timelines are to be met along the way.
The interior demolition will begin in April. We expect the new roof to be complete in June. The exterior demolition of all of the facade to be completed by August, and then the new facade to be completed in May of 2019.
And the judge is being told that the work is expected to be both on time and on budget. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.